You're listening to Relationship CPR, Raw and Uncut, with your host, Leo Garrett.
Yes.
It's about to go, down, right here on WTLC Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your boy, Leo Garrett. Man, whoa, what just happened? Can you hear me, Jay? Welcome. This is your boy, Leo Garrett. Welcome to Relationship CPR, Raw and Uncut. Sound like I'm hearing myself twice. Oh, I got an echo going on. Can you hear me, Jay? Check one, two, check one, two. Do I need to turn something off? You hear me? Jay says she can hear me. No echo over here. All right. Hey, man, welcome to Relationship CPR, Raw and Uncut. Man, this is your boy, Leo Garrett. Man, I am hyper tonight. You know, I just ate like 4 Oreo cookies. So your boy like on the sugar fix. Yo, I got some craziness to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about my topic tonight is every woman is not a wife. Every woman is not wife material. Even some wives are not damn wife material. And every man is not husband material. Ladies, please stop crying and blaming the dude when your ass is making the most awful choices you can ever make. Okay, now, before I get started, okay, because, hey, your boy's amped up. So I got to try to bring it down a little bit. So if I get too amped up, y'all call in, tell me I'm too amped up. If I get, if I piss some of y'all ladies off with what I'm going to say tonight, I'm about to throw a few people under the bus. So y'all hit your boy up, 657-383-0097. Okay? If I throw a couple of brothers under the bus on the passage tonight, y'all hit your boy up at 657-383-0097, or you can hit us up in the chat room so my beautiful engineer, Jade, can forward all y'all pissed off messages to me, and we will read them out aloud. And trust me, I will answer your questions right here live on the air, or you just call me up. So, we're not one of those stuck-up shows where you got to call 50 times. I hope you get through. Most likely, you probably could call and talk to me directly because, right now we still building. So, anywho, I'm the host, Leo Garrett, book wild, out of control. You know, been in the game 26 years since I was 18, so I think I qualify as a relationship expert, okay? I have counseled numerous friends, family, girlfriends, homeboys, you name it. I done heard the story, you know. Hey, man. We keep it real right here. We keep it raw. We on internet radio, so if you feel like calling, cussing, yelling, fussing, you can do that shit right here. You know, you can cuss and all that good stuff, but, you know, we're going to keep it respectful. So if you're going to cuss, get your anger out, man. Get your frustrations out, ladies. Because we just here to help, man. You know what I'm saying? So let's get cracking, okay? So now, my topic. Okay, is, what did I just say? Every lady is not marriage material. There are some wives that are not even fucking marriage material. You know, we're going to get into that. And every lady, every dude you meet is not husband material. Okay, you guys always want to throw everybody under the bus. Sometimes you just got to look in the mirror, look at yourself, and say, you know what, I effed up. That's it, man. It's all on you, especially when you're some grown-ass people making poor decisions and you blame everybody else. So, but before I get off into these topics, okay, let me just say, cold as dog nuts down here in the eight. Man, I don't know about y'all folks up north, Dade. I know you somewhere up by Jersey. I mean, you know, you guys are used to that 5 and 10 inches of snow and all that. We down here in the A, We don't even have any snow. But it is so damn cold outside that if you went outside and spit, it would damn freeze before it got to the ground. And, you know, we just ain't used to stuff like that. And y'all already know, if we even see snow down in this joint, we see flakes. We calling out of work. The city going to shut down. Everybody going to the grocery store going to clean Kroger out like it's a damn Holocaust. Okay, you ain't going to be able to find no bread, no milk, no soup, no water. You ain't going to find shit on the shelf tomorrow morning. Okay, so I'm just saying, we down in the A cannot handle cold weather. Okay, we even hit anything below freezing. We already planning to call out of work. I'm self-employed, and I'm calling out of work tomorrow. The hell with that. If it's cold, I ain't even going to my office in the basement tomorrow. I'm just letting you know. That's how we do it down here in the A, man. So, man, I'm about to start gagging. I think I got some water. Yep, I do. So, before I get going, you know, let everybody know that's out there listening. Okay? Y'all need to support a brother's books, man, because I'm just in this funk, man, where I just don't believe damn black folks don't read, okay? Either that or I need a damn marketing person to help me push my books so I can get paid. But anyway, y'all check my website out, relationshiprules101.com. You know what I'm saying? I have two guaranteed relationship, the most bangingest books you'll ever read, the hardest, the realest, the rawest relationship book you will ever read in your life. One is called Relationship CPR for, you know, y'all single people that's out here looking so you're safe. And the other one, Marriage CPR, for people that have already sold their soul and they're trying to figure out if they're going to stay or they're going to leave. You know, some folks ready to leave now. Some trying to wait till the kids get older. But, hey, we're going to talk about all that. So now, let's get busy, man. Let's talk about, you know, y'all know I got to start off on the ladies first, okay? So why is it that men, you got to realize all women are not wife material? You know what? For the record, I'm about to throw the ladies under the bus, okay? Women are notorious for saying men always change in the damn relationship. Okay, ladies, let me educate y'all real quick, okay? And we're going to see who the real shape-shift changer in a relationship. You know what? Damn, that was a good-ass word I just used, okay? I just said shape-shift changer. You know what, man? Hey, I'm going to have to coin that one right there. Shape-shift changer. Ladies, that's y'all all day. And I'm going to break it down for y'all, let y'all understand why I say that, okay? Now, let's get into this thing here, relationships. Ladies, when you meet a man, okay, when you meet a man, because I'm throwing y'all under the bus first. When you meet a man is as he was when you got his ass, okay? Women know the difference between A, a hardworking guy, B, a dude with dreams, goals, and ambitions, and C, they know the difference between a real man and a damn thug. You know that. Your mama taught you all of that. Or you done been through enough lazy dudes to know when a good dude come by. But y'all ladies have this built-in, let me try to find the right word for this one right here. Y'all have this built-in mechanism that says if the dude is on point, he's about his business, he's a good dude, he's educated, y'all always want to give a good dude a damn run around. I'm just saying. And I'm going to tell y'all how I know this, because when I was little, okay, when I was young, I was traumatized, okay? I have an older brother, okay? My brother's 2 years older than me. When I tell you my brother's straight damn hoodlum growing up, I'm talking thug. Everything you can think of, he did it. From fucking stealing cars to doing every kind of drug, sneaking in the house, mama beating him down, still ain't learned his damn lesson, okay? But being that he was a hoodlum, my brother screwed every damn girl and their sister and a couple of mamas in the damn neighborhood. So anyway, one day I'm down in the hood with all my, you know, I'm hanging out with all my friends, all my homegirls. I'll never forget, I was like 13 years old. Okay, at this point, I'm like stupid smart, honor student, two-sport athlete, the whole nine. But none of the girls in my neighborhood will give me no play. I'm talking about nada, none. I mean, I couldn't get no booty if I tried to buy it, okay? So one day I'm down there with all my homegirls, and this is what they told me. They said, listen, you know, I got a nickname back home. You know, if you go to Columbus and you ask for Leo Garrett, don't nobody know that. If you go home and you say, you go to Columbus, Georgia, where I'm from, and you say, hey, do anybody know where Fat Cat's mom lives? Everybody can tell you where my mom lived at because everybody knew my nickname. So one of my homegirls, I'll never forget, her name was Barbara. I said, man, why y'all won't give me no play down here? What's up, man? My girl straight up told me, she said, look, Fat Cat, she said, man, we love you. She said, we swear you like the best dude in the neighborhood. We all know you got a brain. We know you're going to go somewhere. You're going to do something different. But we can't mess with you because you're too smart. Straight up. She said, man, we love you, but you're too smart for all of us. I swear to God, I went home crying like a damn baby. So that's when I figured out, I asked my mom, I said, Mama, listen, this is what I was just told. I'm devastated. I'm heartbroken because, you know, all these girls I've been growing up with them, I like a couple of them, you know, we 13, you know, we at that age where we ready to try to smash something. But nobody won't give me no play. So my mom, my mom actually sat me down and told me how women and girls always go for the bad boy. That's why I figured out why my brother was smashing every damn thing in the neighborhood. Because, hey, he was done with a damn stick in the mud. Everybody knew he wasn't going nowhere. He went, you know what I'm saying? He's just that dude that's existing, and he's still going to be doing the same shit when he's 40 years old, which I can testify, my brother's 47 going on 15. I'm just saying. But his smash record compared to mine was about tenfold, okay? I couldn't smash nothing. He smashes 2-3 chicks a damn week, them and his sister. I'm like, damn, this is messed up. But listen to what I'm about to drop on you, though. What a lot of adult people don't realize is the same habits and choices that you have as a child, believe it or not, y'all. And when I say it and you start thinking, you're going to say, damn, he's right. Okay, the light bulb goes off. The same choices that you make as a child, as a teenager, the same habits you develop, the same patterns you have as a teenager, believe it or not, you have them as an adult. The same, think about it now, okay? The only difference, you're older, you make more money, well, we hope you make more money, and you're supposed to be wiser. But guess what? Think about this. Sit back and just think about it for a few seconds, especially y'all ladies. Think about this. If you dated thugs, jocks, and crazy-ass people in high school, okay, look at the dudes that you've dated up till now. Same pattern. Thugs, hoodlums. Because women tend to have this mechanism where they always want to fix a dude. Okay, I mean, not all women, but if you're that type of woman, think about the dudes that you dated in high school are the same type of dudes that you date now. Not all women now. I'm not throwing everybody under the book, but I'm just saying. You have a lot of women that grow up, and they don't even think of having a husband because they've never seen it. They don't know what it is. But at the same time, when you become an adult, you have to seek knowledge that is more, let me get this right. You got to seek knowledge to enhance your life. You can't use the same damn excuse at 20 that you had at 15, at 30 that you had at 20, at 40 that you had at 30. Life is about growth. But if you think about some of the habits you had as a teenager, you had them in your 20s. You got them in your 30s. You got them in your 40s. You have to mentally decide to break the damn cycle. Okay? Like a lot of women, like I said, they never grew up seeing a two-parent household. So they think that shit is normal. So guess what? By the time they 20, they got 3, 4, 5 damn kids by 3, 4 different baby daddies. You just knocked yourself out of the marriage box. Who the hell gonna marry somebody with 3 or 4 damn kids by a bunch of lazy-ass dudes? Because that's what you saw. At some point, you got to do things to enhance your life. You can't base your life at 30 off shit you did at 20. But some people do because they're afraid of change. Not only their change within yourself first, but in your selection of people you let in your life. I'm just saying, y'all, now I'm about to bring it on home. So you think about it. If you were one of those ladies growing up that dated smart, intelligent guys, those are the same type of guys you're dating now. Those are the women that ended up married, two-parent household, two-income household, living in the suburbs and all that. Now, if your shit went foul down the road and you got a divorce, then that's just another factor in life. But you're sticking to what you learned as you got older. Whereas some people, mainly the sisters, you know, well, even now, you hear grown-ass women, 40 years old, well, I need a man that, I need a little thug in him. Okay, hey, your boy Leo be a thug when I need to be, but every day, Leo's a businessman. Leo got to take care of his family, his kids. I got 2 kids going to college at the same time. I got 2 cars to damn buy at the same time. But guess what? Leo's the biggest damn thug you ever see when the time is appropriate, when I need to be, okay? So you need to find that man who is a responsible man, but he'll thug when he have to be, okay? And I mean, out here with all these little softies and sissies and shit all over the place, I understand some of the frustration some of the ladies deal with. But trust me, it ain't no gravy train for the brothers out here trying to find a wife, because all women are not wife material. I'm just going to say it. You got your gold diggers out here. You got these good-looking women. They cute as hell, but they dumb as a stick in the mud. Okay? You got these women, they're too independent. They so independent that they can't never get no dick. Okay? Because they too strong. You know, they don't know when to shut it down, when to be quiet. Like grandma used to say, when is this? Shut your damn mouth and shut the hell up. They don't know when to do that. They wonder why they ain't got no man. A lot of times, you know, ladies, y'all been committing relationship suicide. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you meet the dude that got his head straight. You want to drag this cat through the mud for 4 or 5 months before you get him some ass. And then you meet Box Chevy Joe. You know that dude, you know, walking around with his pants sagging off his ass, driving an old box Chevy. You know, he can't even call you by your first name, call you shawty. You know, you can't understand but 1 out of 10 words that he say. That's the dude y'all fall in love with because y'all feel like y'all can clean him up, okay? Like grandma used to say, you can't make a hoe into a housewife. Ladies, you can't make a thug into a husband. You can't make a thug into a PhD man. You just can't. Okay, you can't make a drug dealer into a Wall Street because he thinks that Wall Street is too hard, when in actuality, dealing damn drugs is real damn hard because, I mean, I'm educated, but I don't know the damn difference between a gram, a quarter, and a pound of damn drugs. I don't know how to measure coke. I don't know how to make crack. I mean, shit, them dudes like some damn chemists. Hell, I can't do that. That's just like me knowing what I know. And then, hey, I go to Waffle House. Shit, I admire this damn Waffle House cook. Because ain't nowhere in hell I could be cooking food. And you got 30 people calling out orders, scattered, smothered, covered, ham on 2, fucking steak on 3, almond on 5. And, hey, man, I couldn't do it. Leo will be up in there burning up some shit. Nobody be eating. So, you know, we all walk our own path. But eventually, you got to look in the mirror and look at your situation and say, hey, man, you know what? I got to change. You got to change yourself first. You know what I'm saying? Ladies, stop trying to make a man into a husband. Either he is or he ain't. You know what I'm saying? Every dude you meet is not hustle material. Now, I'm going to tell you guys the difference, and then I'm going to get back to my shape-shifting women here. Okay, because women always like to say, you know, when we first got married, everything was all good, then he changed. No, y'all change. Women change more than men do, okay? Hey, and when I say it, y'all going to think like, damn, Leo, right. Listen to this. When you meet a guy, you know exactly what you got, okay? When you and that dude get married, that dude's going to say, hey, I got a plan, okay? He's going to work. He's going to go to work on his goals, his dreams, and his ambitions, okay? Now, if you meet a man that don't have any goals, dreams, or ambitions, and you decide that you're going to help him out, make him have some goals, dreams, or ambitions, you just set yourself up for disappointment. So guess what? You cannot motivate a grown-ass person. That's the lesson y'all ladies got to learn. If the dude ain't no good, his ass just ain't no good. Now, if you want to give him some, give him some. Just keep it moving, okay? But listen to what I'm about to say. A man does not change that much from the time you met this cat in his 20s to his 30s to his 40s, okay? A guy go to work. He figure out what his goals are. He works toward those goals. He make more money. He buys a bigger house for his family. Okay? He makes more money. He makes more money for his family. He's still going to do the same stuff, though. If you meet a guy that's pretty laid back, pretty simple, that guy is always going to be like that. Don't matter how much money he makes, whether he's making $20,000, $100,000, $500,000, that guy, realistically, is going to stay the same for the most part, give or take a variation of a few, you know, 10, 20%, okay? If you had a guy that was low-key and he started making money, he's still going to be low-key. You know, if you got a guy that's flashy when he's broke, and when he start making money, guess what? He's still going to be flashy, okay? But what happens is this. As the guy starts making more money, the women start to change. You start living the lifestyle on his back. But women, hey, women, y'all be so selfish with it that y'all don't never want to acknowledge that. If your man go from making 20 grand to 50 grand, all of a sudden, you go from wearing knockoff purses to buying the real shit, okay? Then you go from, when he move up, you go from a Toyota to a Lexus. That dude's still the same, okay? He gonna change a little bit, but you guys change more. Now, all of a sudden, the 1,600 square foot house not good enough for y'all women. Now you need 4,000 square feet, okay? So he buys it for you. Come. Now, this is what a real man do. I'm not talking about y'all ladies out here dating these thugs and these hoovers. Okay, realize the difference between the way a career man thinks and the way a job man thinks. Okay, a job man don't think like that. A career man thinks like that. But either way, that man is still going to be the same man that you met 15 years ago. And as the money increases, though, you start changing. Okay, but now, you married, but that don't necessarily mean you wife material, okay? You guys start changing, okay? You guys, the longer you married, now all of a sudden, the man asks you to do something, you feel like you ain't got to do it. You know, the sex get less and less, but your demands get more and more, okay? Y'all listen to what I just said now. Man, I know somebody probably just got mad at that statement right there, okay? So, what have I been talking? How long have I been talking? 24 minutes. Man, I ain't got one phone call yet. Can't believe it. I ain't got one chat room. Somebody pissed off. Somebody with a question. Okay, so I'm going to keep talking. So now, listen to what I just said. As the work, the money increases, your demand increases, but your dudes start going the opposite direction. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get women when you met this dude, yeah, we was broke, but now you got a big house, but you don't want to clean the shit. Now you need a maid to clean the damn big-ass house that the man just bought for you. But at the same time, okay, you are so stuck, and this is just straight real right here. Some women are so stuck on being a wife, having the title, but they don't do shit that the wife's supposed to do. And every married man can attest that. Every time your wife wants you to do some shit that you really don't want to do, she always throws some old Bible quote up, saying some bullshit like, well, you the man, that's what you're supposed to do. But then when the man comes back and say, well, shit, I need to be getting some ass 2-3 times a week, you got an excuse for that, though. See, the rules are always favored where a woman can always tell a man what he's supposed to do. But when a man tell a woman what she should do or supposed to do, she got an excuse or some valid or say some smart shit like, well, you ain't my daddy. Well, okay, I ain't your daddy, but when your damn car need an oil change, go call your daddy to damn check, go take your car to get the oil change. Or you need 4 damn tires, since I ain't your daddy, right? Since I can't tell you what to do, okay? Go find your daddy and have him take your damn car and pay them $800 for the damn tires. See, this is what I'm saying right here, man. You guys will frustrate the man enough where other stuff can happen. I'm just saying, you're a wife, but you're really not being a wife. You're a wife on paper. You're a wife because you got the ring on, but you got your man suffering and waiting. And you know, I'm saying, a lot of times when a relationship goes south, okay, a lot of times the man is always the one throw under the bus. Okay? Well, you know, he didn't learn how to keep his dick in his pants and this, that, and he shouldn't have stepped out. Come on. When your demands on the man are going up, but your output is going south on everything, so now the more money you got, now you don't want to cook. Now the man halfway getting some booty. But if you found out your man was cheating, you're the first one out there throwing stones. When in actuality, you're not taking care of your end of the bargain. Okay? Hey, I'm just throwing it out there. Just because you are a wife doesn't mean you are a good wife. Okay? I know a few dudes that are still married waiting on their kids to graduate. Okay? I know dudes who said, hey, when my kid turned 16, I'm getting the hell out of here. Okay? I'm just saying. The thing is, some men are more committed to their kids than they are to their wife because their wife is really just, I mean, hell, putting the corkscrew on the dude's head. Just saying, man. It's real. No one wakes up and say, oh, man, I'm going to just go cheat today. Nobody wakes up and say, hey, man, you know what? I want a divorce. Everybody has that build-up where you've worked at it. You've begged, you've pleaded, take care of me, take care of me. And your partner still don't do it. Even though you are a wife, that don't mean you're a damn good wife. A lot of women don't become good wives until they marry like 2 or 3 damn times. When they figure their partner, I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Don't take my word for 100%. Talk about it. Ask your friends. Ask your friends that have been married 2 or 3 times, what was the difference between the other marriages and the marriage they have now? Okay? Your boy just throwing it out there. Steve Harvey sold fucking millions of books, and every black woman thinks Steve Harvey's a damn relationship expert because of his book. Hey, I don't know if the dude wrote the book or not, but hey, you've been married 3 damn times. You should have it right by now. But no one looks at that. I'm just saying. What is the name of his book? Think Like a Man? No, Act Like a Woman, Think Like a Man. Hey, I wholeheartedly agree with that because I teach my daughter, listen here, you got to think for yourself. You got to, A, always depend on self first, okay? Now, you find you a mate that is has the same goals and ambitions that you have. But, you know, if your kid is raised a certain way, they think that that's normal. Just like someone who's never had a dad in the house thinks that that's normal. That's normal. Where a kid that was raised with two parents, that's normal to them. So when they go out here in the real world, they looking for a wife. You know, they might get they smashing in, you know, girls and boys. Okay, because don't think your girl is going to marry the first dude that she gets on to. And I'm telling you, I'll be the first to tell my daughter don't do that shit, okay? Because you don't know what you're getting, okay? I'm just saying. All right, man. Jake, I don't know, baby. Sound like I'm talking to myself tonight. I can't believe nobody's hit me up yet because I was saying some stuff. I'm going to take a quick drink. I'm not going to tell y'all what I'm drinking, but just know that I just took a quick drink. And once again, I'm going to remind you guys that it's cold as dog ball in Atlanta. I mean, it's like stupid freezing down this joint. So I would think that everyone would be in the house. And I know, man, today is Wednesday. You know, back in the day, I had Wednesday all to myself. So, you know, I would have a gang of people on the line hitting me up, you know, back and forth, chit-chat. But now I got to deal with Empire at the same damn time that I'm on. Then I got to deal with, you know, Book of Negro. Hey, that shit is good. So, hey, if y'all have not seen any part of Book of Negroes, y'all need to see it. I mean, it is great. I've watched, you know, 2.5 episodes. You know, episode 3 is on tonight. Really enjoyed it. But you guys need to check that out. So, now, why do I say that all women do not make good wives? Because you as a, I'll try to figure out how to word this. Sometimes I get stuck with words because I have so much stuff going through my head. And, yo, I don't write none of this stuff down, so I don't have any notes. You know, I just pick a topic. And I go with it, and I talk about things and experiences and stories and stuff that I know, you know, friends, family, crazy homegirls and all these stories. But you always have to ask yourself, why is it, you know, like, I'm, you know what? I got the perfect thing to kind of tie this in together. Women often, when men hit their 50s, women always say men have a midlife crisis, okay? You know what? All of the stuff that I just told you guys attribute to men having that midlife crisis. Think about this. I know a couple of brothers that after their kids graduated and went to college, they got the hell on. I mean, a lot of men think with their wives, they gripe, moan, groan over the years. And I'm going to tell y'all something. Don't no man just decide to leave. That shit is years in the making. Okay, the dude probably begs you. A lot of guys that I know left their wife, I ask them why. And it all comes out to the same story. Man, she don't like to do nothing I want to do. She ain't fun. I can't get no booty. You know, I can't get no sex. You know, I'm always feeling like I'm getting used, neglected. She just want to spend my damn money. And she want to go out with her friends and do what she want to do. Every guy that I know that left their wife after the kids got grown, it was that same story somewhere along those lines, okay? And then the women are so distraught and shit after the dude leave. Why he left? I don't understand. And then when the dude been telling them the same shit for years and years and years. But guess what? They know that kid at home, they know he coming home. They know he coming home. Or they have this attitude that, well, by the time the kids leave, you know, he'll be like 48, 55. He ain't going nowhere. Man, listen. If you ain't happy, you ain't happy. At some point, you got to look in the mirror and say, you know what? I need to be happy. The kid's gone now. The only reason I have to come back to this house is if I want to. And that's the thing. That's why when men have that midlife crisis and they get the hell on, it's because they have been begging and pleading with you to take care of them for years and years, and you just ignored it. Because you always thought, he ain't going to go nowhere. He ain't going to, by that time, he going to be too old. I heard plenty of women say it. He ain't going nowhere. He going to be too old. Ain't nobody going to want him at that age. Listen here, ladies. Tell y'all something. I've said this before on my show, and you know, I'm going to say it again. Every day, I don't care what you look like. If you fat, short, skinny, tall, light-skinned, dark-skinned, mixed, albino, white, foreign, it don't matter, Asian. Every day, for y'all ladies, with y'all self-esteem issues, every day, some man looks at you and says to himself, you know what? If I had a chance, I would smash that. Ladies, every day you look at a man, every day of your life, I know a lot of y'all be lying and shit. Listen, every day of your life, you look at a man and you say, you know what? Boy, y'all try to keep the shit up. If I wasn't married, I'd get him something. No, you lying. Married or not, if you had the opportunity, you probably would do it any damn way. I'm just saying, man, every day you see a guy that you always say, well, if I wasn't married, man, whatever, get the hell out of here. The question is, if you're in a situation where you can give somebody some and not get caught up, you would do it. And I'm not saying that you're getting no full-blown relationship. I'm just saying, because that's human nature. Human nature that you see somebody every day, that you see somebody and say, man, damn, that dude fine. You know what I'm saying? If I had the chance, shit, I'd get him some once or twice. You know, come on, man. I go to the weight room every day. I see some women, and I'm like, God damn, Lord of mercy, Jesus. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, if I was walking in a parking lot, and she tripped up in front of me, and I helped her up, and she said, well, let me buy you a drink. Hey, I'm going to have to look at my kids' pictures real hard to see if I want to take that drink or not. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I'm just saying, man, realize that you are human, that you make mistakes, shit happens, blah, 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 okay? But needless to say, sometimes you, in essence, sabotage your own relationship. I'm just saying, think about it. Think about it. Whenever you hear your husband consistently, that is the key word, ladies, consistently complain about the same damn thing, that means you got a problem. You need to fix it. Don't ignore it, because soon as them kids get out there the house and old buddy hit the midlife crisis, that's when he like, get rid of you, go buy a sports car, find a girlfriend 20 years younger than you, and then you mad. Hey, the man been telling you for years and years and years, but you're not listening, okay? You're not listening. Quickly, let me get on the brothers, okay? Ladies, it's pretty simple with the guy. He is what he is, okay? Man, I get so tired of talking to some of my friends, some of my homegirls, you know, and listening to all their problems with guys. And I'm like, baby, why are you dating somebody like that? You better than that. I'm just saying, man, listen. If you see a guy you like, and you know he ain't up to your standards, you know he ain't got shit to give you but some sex. If you want to give him some. Why you get caught up? I never can understand how professional women with money, greed, stupid educated, stupid smart, they be the most miserable damn women on the planet. You got all this education, all this smart, long-ass bank account. But when it comes to guys, you are going way below your radar. You know what, man? If you see a dude that you want to get with, okay, get with, get you some, keep it moving. You cannot bring the dude up to your level if he's not there. Come on, man. This is like common sense. You know what I'm saying? Now, With that being said, I'm going to touch on something. You know, I know some of y'all religious fanatics probably fucking pissed off at this one right here. But anyway, I was reading online about, you know, the Mary chick. Was that Tina? Who caught her husband cheating and all this bullshit. Okay, listen here, man. So anyway, I read the story. I had to get on there and say, you know, so I got on there and dropped my two cent on it. So now, you know, the chick, you know, she writing a book and all this shit. Listen here, man. I'm going to tell y'all exactly the same thing I wrote online, okay? People go buy her book because they feel like they can relate to her. See, the problem with celebrities is that celebrities think that because they are celebrities, that the real world ain't going to touch their ass. That's the bottom line. Religious people have this issue. They think the real world is not going to touch their ass. Now, this chick been married to this guy for God knows how long. They got a whole gang of kids. But she's devastated, heartbroken, traumatized. I was suicidal because I found out my husband cheated. So, you know, I'm going to write a book, share my pain so other women that have dealt with this can share their pain. Listen here, man. And this is exactly what I wrote on that blog. If every woman that had a man cheat on them wrote a damn book, okay, it'll be an entire library dedicated to women that wrote books about their man cheating and they caught them. Okay, listen, what is she going to tell you that you already don't know? Okay, here's the part about cheating that really kills me. And this is exactly what I wrote on the blog. She's going to tell you that her man stepped out, that he was wrong for doing it. Okay, but here we go, shapeshifters. That's y'all ladies. Okay, what is not going to be said is, A, I was always gone. B, I didn't get a dude the attention that he wanted. C, I didn't keep myself, I didn't stay the way I was when I met him. I didn't do the same things that I did when I met him. Same thing with guys. You know, you catch a girl cheating, same shit, okay? You started taking her for granted. It's always the cause. People always look at the effect. The effect is, oh, I caught them cheating. What's the question? What caused them to cheat? Okay? What caused them to cheat? And that's what people don't never want to look at. Okay, hey, I can respect old girl for writing a book, but what is she going to tell you that you already don't know? Especially if you're a grown-ass woman out here. What is she going to tell you that you already don't know? Well, my husband cheated. Women always throw the man under the bus. Well, he cheated. You know, he should learn to keep it in his pants. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, it's always on the man. But let me tell you something. When a man working his ass off to pay all the bills to take care of you, but you only giving him sex once every other week, once a month, what the hell you expect? Let's just throw it out there. Let's just keep it real. Let's keep it 100, okay? Because, see, if the shoe was on the other foot and the woman was out there handling all the business, taking care of all the bills, taking all the pressure of taking care of that family, and her husband only gave her son once or twice a week, how the hell was she like? See, the thing is, nobody ever want to put the shoe on the other foot. Everybody want to look at, well, he cheated. But why did he cheat? Well, you know, the first thing, when you go to a marriage counselor, first thing they're going to ask you, well, how often are y'all having sex? Well, you know, I give him some about every other week, once a week. What the hell you expect? That's what the therapist going to tell you. And you, why you think your partner not cheat? Get the hell out of here. Well, does your partner work? Yeah, he go to work every day. So you say he go to work every day to take care of you and the family, yeah? And you only get sick once a week or once every other week. Say that to your, look in the mirror and say that to yourself and ask yourself, do that sound dumb? I'm just saying, if you're never home, okay, if you're not handling your end of the bargain, what do you expect? I'm pretty sure your man has complained to you that, baby, you ain't giving me enough. Baby, you ain't give me enough. Baby, can I get some? Can you stop watching TV, all the fucking housewives shows, and give me some? Can you stop playing Candy Crush and give me some? Can you stop talking on the phone all the time and give me some? Oh, now you're tired. Oh, so now you need a nap. Oh, now you're on your period. Come on, man. At some point, everybody has a breaking point. If your man all of a sudden denied having sex with you, first thing, you know what? I'll give you a better example than that. Every married dude that's been through this one right here. If it's one of those nights that your girl horny as hell, your wife horny, and she wants some, but you tired today. You tired or you just don't want to do it. First thing come out of her damn mouth, you ain't attracted to me no more. You don't love me no more. You must be messing around. But when you got me wait 1 or 2 weeks, then that shit's supposed to be cool. But now that you horny and you want to do it, but I don't, now I got a girlfriend. I don't love you no more. You don't find me attractive. All that bullshit. I'm just saying, man. We're keeping it real right here. Damn it. You know what, man? Man, y'all gonna make me take a commercial break because I'm just like this. Ain't nobody hit my boy. Man, everybody watching Empire tonight. I'm going to have to change my show date, Jay, because this ain't working. I got to fight against Empire, fucking Book of Slaves and Book of Negroes and all these other damn shows out here on Wednesday. Take me another sip, y'all. They messing up my Leo Garrett term, man. I'm just saying. I mean, I like Empire. I love watching Taraji. Shit. And them tight-ass dresses. Good Lord have mercy. But, yeah, you even got folk trending. Everybody want to talk about Empire Cookie and all. You know what? Man, Taraji playing the hell out of that damn part right there. Woo, Lord. Taraji's bad. So, anywho, man, I hope I helped somebody out there tonight. You know, I mean, maybe people listening and they just not chiming in tonight. You know, I haven't talked to my girlfriend. I can't even think of my girlfriend's name now. I ain't talking none of my normal folk. I guess everybody caught up with Empire. So leave your boy Leo out here hanging by himself. But guess what? I'm going to still keep it coming. I'm going to still keep it raw, man. So, ladies, all y'all just not good wives. I'm just saying. If your man, I'm going to tell y'all how you know your ass is not a good wife. Okay? It ain't no magic potion. It ain't no big secret. I'm going to let you know right now how you will know you're not a good wife. Okay? Y'all ready? Get close to the speaker and listen to what I'm about to tell you. If your husband is consistently, keyword, consistent, if your husband is consistently complaining to you about the same damn problem that he complained about last month, last year, the year before that, and the year before that, and he's still complaining about the same crap, go look in the mirror and say to yourself, damn it, I am not a good wife. Okay? I'm just saying, if he's complaining about the same shit consistently for years, get yourself ready. Because if you don't, when them kids leave the house, hey, don't say you didn't know it was coming. Okay? If he can make it that long. Because I know some dudes just be like, you know what? I can't deal with it no more. Just like y'all ladies. Ladies, if you got a man, see, ladies are more quick-tempered than men are. You know, men, some men, I'm not going to say all men, but there are some brothers that would rather sleep in a separate bedroom than to let their wife be single parent for their kids. I'm just saying, some brothers need their kids in their life that much, and they would not sacrifice, they would sacrifice their own happiness for their kids. And that's real right there. So, ladies, you got a man like that, you need to respect that man because you probably got the man miserable as shit, but your kid is keeping him happy. I'm just saying. Now, some men just say the hell with it and can't do it. But women, on the other hand, as soon as she starts screaming, she ain't happy. You know what I'm saying? She just jet the hell on. Then you take the man's house, you take his kids, you know, you get alimony, you get all this stuff. And a lot of times you might even be the culprit of why the relationship ended, why y'all in divorce, because of stuff you did or stuff you wasn't doing. But then you would go to court and act like you helpless and get half the man's shit. Man, it's hard out here. It's hard out here being a good man, okay? Like the old song said, John, who that Johnny Taylor? It's cheaper to keep her, right? I'm just saying, man. What the fuck? I'm just saying, it's cheaper to keep her. So, anyway, look at that. I can't get nobody to listen to my show, but everybody trending on Facebook about Empire. Damn it. Anywho, man, your boy's still going to bring the pain every week. So, I don't care if it's one person listening or I'm just talking to myself. At least it's recorded. So on some of them days that I don't feel like talking, I can just ask my pretty engineer, Jade, to replay the show that everybody missed, okay? So we're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it live. We're going to keep it raw right here on Relationship CPR, Raw and Uncut. So meanwhile, I got about 8 minutes left, so I better start throwing some shout-outs. Some of my friends that got businesses, you know, if you're in the metro Atlanta area, you need some print work done, y'all need to holler at my boy Mike over there at Decatur Atlanta Printing. You can check his website out at DAP.com, DecaturAtlantaPrinting.com. You know, you got to check my website out, RelationshipRules101.com. You know, that's for your boy Leo Garrett Books. And, man, I'm about to team up with some serious marketing people to help me blow my books up. So, you know, hey, man, I want to be doing some damn marriage counseling sessions and stuff like that. So, you know, your boy Leo got big dreams. So, also got to give a big shout out to my other boy, my main boy, my partner, Kaleem Jabbar. Y'all got to check my man out. You know somebody got dreads, got natural hair, y'all need to check my man out at dreadheadworld.com. My man Springline coming out, and that shit is going to be super tight. Okay? Big shout out. Good shout out my boy Bruce. My boy Bruce Dobbs. This is one of my homeboys. Yo, man, this cat is a straight genius, man. I love this dude to death, man. But anyway, my man got a company called Gotcha Goat. They sell fresh harvested Georgia goat meat to all the Kroger stores. So I don't know if Bruce got a website, but if you need some fresh goat meat, man, y'all need to go to Kroger and y'all see his little Gotcha Goat tag on there with the little happy goat, you know, that just got harvested. So, you know, I always told Bruce that's a funny logo. But anyway, big shout out to my boy Bruce Dobbs, man, and his lovely wife, Chef Erica. That is a homegirl. I can always get some free grub over to their crib, man. So, anywho, man, who else I need to shout out? You know, I got some other friends that got businesses, man, but, you know, they shit so technical, you don't even know what the hell they do. You know what I'm saying? So, you can check out my website, RelationshipRules101.com. So, you know, you can order either one of my books, Relationship CPR, which is what my show is named after, or Marriage CPR. Or you just order both books, you know. I mean, I'm just saying, y'all need to support a brother, you know. Because I got two kids that got to go to college, and I got two kids got to have two cars in 2 years. I got a lot of twos in my life, you know what I'm saying? So, anywho, man, this your boy Leo Garrett, man. We bringing it raw every week right here on Relationship CPR. So, next week, I'm about to talk about some old raunchy stuff next week. I figured I'd give y'all some realness, man, this week, because a lot of people are having issues, man. I've had like 3 partners just dip when they hit that damn midlife crisis. You know what I'm saying? And when you talk to these cats, it's always the same. You know, my wife don't want to. You know, I had one partner that straight up told his wife that he was cheating and told her why. And it was basically the same thing. You don't do nothing with me. You don't ever want to have fun. You don't want to hang out with me. You know, it always just about the bills, the kids. And, you know, dude love his kids, so I'm pretty sure he's going to stick around until they get out of high school. But, you know, after that, old girl might be in trouble. As me and my boys say, she might be in the soup then. But, hey, I'm telling you, ladies, get your stuff together, man. If that dude is consistently complaining about the same shit, okay, the same stuff consistently year after year after year, either you fix it or guess what? As soon as them kids get out of the house, you're going to be on a dating site, okay, looking for some fresh ding-ding because the boy's going to be gone. I'm just saying, man, don't take it for granted that, you know, well, you know, when the kids leave, he's going to be 55. Ain't nobody going to want him. Hey, believe it. Somebody want him, okay? Somebody want him right now, okay? Somebody wants you right now, okay? Just saying, keep it real. You know that one dude out there, you know you gave him a chance. He will smash you, man. So, you know, everybody be grown. Use your brain. Use common sense, man. Because most people's relationships are sabotaged because of the lack of common sense and taking each other for granted. Don't take each other for granted. I'm just saying, you know it's there. You know you do it. Everybody guilty of it. You know what, ladies? Sometimes, just wake up and give your man some damn head in the middle of the night. Just wake the man up proper sometimes. I know dudes beg their wife, how come I just can't wake up getting some head? Okay? Ladies, stop damn slacking, man. Because trust me, there's somebody else out there that want to wake up giving your man head. But you don't want to do it because, well, you know he's coming home. Well, guess what? One day his ass might not come home. Then you're going to be sitting there crying, boo-hooing, falling out. I don't know what happened. Yes, you do. He's been asking you, telling you for 10 damn years. You just never paid any attention. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, fellas, same for y'all. You know what I'm saying? If your wife is constantly complaining about the same shit, fix it. Because trust me, it's a lot easier for your wife to get some dick on the side than it is for you to get some on the side. Okay, hey, women ain't got nothing to lose in a situation where they're a side chick. They ain't got to spend no money. This is why women are better cheaters than men. I'm going to throw this in there for y'all. I got 2 minutes. I'm about to run this down for y'all in about 45 seconds. Women are better cheaters than a man simply because a woman never has a paper trail. She don't pay for shit. She show up at the hotel. She gets screwed. She go home. She show up a drink, she get drunk, she get screwed, she go home. She have no paper trail. That's why men can never catch their wife cheating, because she don't pay for shit. The other dude paying for everything. Men, you can't never get no free booty. You got to pay for the hotel, you got to pay for the damn drink, you got to pay for the damn meal. You don't never get no freebie, okay? Unless you meet a chick that got on credit, which we all know that shit's slim and I'm telling you, man, y'all women think it's hard to find a good man out here. Shit, it's harder to find a good woman. Man, these chicks out here thirsty. They always fucking begging. They always want to go out to eat. And then when you ask them for some ass, they want to tell you something like, well, I ain't really feeling you like that. Well, shit, you know, well, how many times I'm going to take your ass out to eat? But guess what? Sooner you pull off in your damn BMW and your Benzo, here come old Box Chevy Joe. With the old 6'4", mismatch fucking hubcap, and she getting this dude some ass before he get through the door good. I'm just saying, man, common sense. That's all relationships are, common sense, and it's a little battle every day. You win one day, you lose the next day. You just keep trying till you get it right. And before you know it, you look up, your ass been mad 15, 20, 30 years, And you look back, and some days you say, you know what? I would do it all over again. I mean, I don't know too many folks that'll say that, but I'm just saying some folks do. So, yo, hey, man, this your boy Leo Garrett. I am about to sign off. I hope I entertained somebody out there tonight, and I hope that I know I made somebody laugh, but I hope that someone learned something tonight from the show. So, yo, This your boy Leo Garrett, man. This is Relationship CPR Raw and Uncut. I will be back next Wednesday at 9 o'clock from 9 to 10, and I will be bringing it real raw and hardcore. Hey, this your boy Leo Garrett. Peace.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand, but I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all self-control. Deep down I know this never works, but you can lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all. This ain't love, it's clear.